Hello? I don't think this thing's on.
It's on, Ned. I see it's green. You need to start talking.
Don't tell me what to do. Just tell me when to start. When do we start the show?
I am telling you. It's on. Now's the time to start talking.
Okay. Well, why didn't you just tell me so in the first place? Okay, this is the Wine Appraiser Podcast. I'm Ned. I'm filling in for Dennis, and this is my wife, Myrtle.
Hi.
Say hello, Myrtle.
Yes, hello. Hello.
I like telling her what to do. Anyway, so we're Dennis and Denise's neighbors, and they just called us and said, we're running a little late, and so could you wander over to our spread and start the Wine Appraiser Podcast for us, and then when we get there, we'll take over. So that's what we're doing.
Yep, that's what we do. That's what neighbors do.
What do neighbors do?
We help out.
Oh, help out what? What do you want me to do now?
Oh, never mind, you old coot.
Who's an old coot?
Oh, look, there's Dennis and Denise. Thank goodness.
Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser.
And I'm Denise. I think I was asleep there. Sorry.
You thought I was Ned. You were waiting on Ned to
keep on going.
Get Myrtle.
Yeah.
Ned and Myrtle, get out of here. Okay.
Mosey on home.
Yeah. So we have three wines tonight. This is a little bit different from our normal show. We're not going to be talking about like a variety or any area, specific area, wine region or anything like that.
We're talking low budget tonight.
Yeah, we're talking budget.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You always like a deal.
I'm always out for a good deal. So,
and I'm always out for a good wine.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, well, we'll get to there later. But anyway, we have three wines tonight, all under $10.
Ooh, all three.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this. We're going to see if we can't find a good wine for under $10.
Okay.
So our three wines, we'll tell you a little bit about our three wines, and then we will taste them, rate them, and then we'll find out what we're drinking.
Right, because and we have no idea.
So I poured them about 2 hours ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It was an hour and 40 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So I poured them about 2 hours ago after I bagged them. And then Denise came into the room and she numbered the glasses and the bags. Right. Without knowing what they are. And mm-hmm. So we don't know what numbers which.
That is correct.
So we'll see.
These three tonight are all red wines, by the
yes.
way.
Yes, and very similar in appearance. So we have a 2019 Bidet Clement and Company Revelation. And it's a Cabernet Merlot Red Bordeaux blend wine from Trader Joe's. And I got it there for $6.99.
Ooh, okay. That is a deal.
Yeah. And then we have a 2021 Corvallia Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles.
I like that area. California,
and,
correct?
Yes. And we got that at Trader Joe's for $9.99. And then we got a 2022 Jose Maria de Del Fonseca Anticicloni.
Ooh, that's a mouthful. And that is from Portugal?
That's from Portugal. And I bought that at Costco for $7.99.
You're right. $6.99, $7.99, and $9.99.
Yep. So $9.99 is our big money wine.
Okay.
So we'll see if... Really, what we're trying to do is find a good, affordable wine, and we'll try to maybe describe those a little bit. So if one of these wines sounds like something that you like, you'll be able to say, well, It wasn't their favorite wine, but it sounds like something that I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can go out and pick that wine.
Yeah.
Let's go on to number one.
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
Like I said, all three of these wines, pretty similar in appearance. This first wine.
Yes, they're all very dark violet.
Yeah, a little garnet around the rim, and they're very dark. Can't see through these. This one's very bright. And what do you get on the nose?
Oh, I get some, it's very cherries.
Okay.
Cedar.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I get lots of cedar.
Is there some vanilla in there? Are you getting any vanilla?
I get a lot of spiciness.
Spicy, yeah. That's a good nose.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the nose.
A rich.
I really like the nose on this. It's pretty medium body, medium full bodied.
I'm giving it a taste here. You get the fruit, get that black cherry finish. The finish is pretty long finish.
Mm-hmm.
Nice finish. But this is very light on your tongue, but a good finish.
Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, lots of cedar on the taste.
Mm-hmm. No, on the nose.
I get some cedar. Mm-hmm. I would still say, vanilla, spiciness.
Yes, vanilla.
And
vanilla,
like you say, a darker cherry.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
It's good.
I really like that.
I give it a 3.
Okay.
What about you?
I give it a 3. And I would be a high 3. I like that.
I'm just right in the 3 range.
Okay.
Nothing wows me, really, but it's not offensive.
Okay. And for our rating, a 1 is terrible. We're not going to drink any more of that glass.
No.
A 2 is not good. We'll finish the glass, maybe, but it's not something we're going to ask for a second glass. A 3 is pretty average. It's a good drinking wine. A 4, we really like.
Right.
And a 5, Denise won't share.
No, I will not share. Part of my secret stash.
This is good. I like that. This is a good drinking wine. I wouldn't have any problems drinking
that's good
a friend.
Wine. And especially, I think that's a good table wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to interfere with anything.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Are you moving on to number 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, this one's just a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Same color, just a little bit more depth.
A little bit duller color and a little bit more purpley. A little bit more purple than.
Well, you can't see your fingers through it at all.
No.
With the other one, you could slightly.
Really?
Okay. I get vanilla on this one, too.
This one I get much more vanilla.
Yes. The first one was more cedar.
And more darker fruit in this one.
Wow, a lot of vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I don't get much.
You get the fruit on the tongue.
Well.
On the palate. That's good.
I would say there's some earthiness there back behind the vanilla. It's hard to get it, but
yeah,
the vanilla you don't want to shake it up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get maybe some chocolate.
Mm-hmm. This is also very dark fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And you really get that on the palate.
Which I kind of like those dark fruit wines.
Mm-hmm. So do I. I like this one better than number 1.
I do too.
So.
Very.
Has just a little bit more oomph to it. A little more depth to it.
I think it does.
Like you're swimming in the deep end instead of wading in the shallow end.
Okay.
That kind of a description.
The only thing I worry about that wine is that oakiness kind of overpowers it a little bit, maybe. But
on the nose it does, but
yeah.
I didn't think so on the palate. And then the fruit came out.
Agree. Okay.
Okay, we're on to 3.
And we both gave that a 3?
Mm-hmm. Strong 3.
Mm-hmm. A strong 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I gave the first one a strong 3. I give that one a stronger 3.
Yes. Maybe when you're in the price point we are, you don't do jumps of into 4s and 5s like you do.
Okay, number 3. A little bit.
This one has just a little bit more of the brown tone to the
A little bit
violet.
Browner. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit less bright on this one.
This one has some different smells. I'd say this has like a blueberry.
This is definitely.
Blueberry. Not as much cherry, but a different.
Man, I just can't put my finger on that smell. What is that aroma?
It's more minerally. It's more, definitely more mineral and not.
It's
But a little jammy, though, too, really.
Okay, you just said mineral. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was...
jammy and...
I'm trying to think. There's some kind of... Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's not baking spice. It's more jammy.
So. And it still reminds me kind of a little bit kind of like a Syrah. It has it's towards that meaty type of aroma.
Very faint. I can get that. Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't mind the flavor.
It's very light on the tongue, like number one. The finish is short.
I'd agree with that. It's probably the shortest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the tannins are a little bit more pronounced. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of makes me try to get my tongue separated from my upper mouth mm-hmm. a little bit. It kind of just takes you up. And it's not terrible, but it's right. a little bit more pronounced that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you score that?
I'd say this is my number three is my least favorite.
Yeah, I would agree. For me. I would agree. So. I'm probably going to go. I'm going to stay a three. I wouldn't mind drinking that, but it's probably going to be, it's kind of a low three.
And I think I could get better. So I'm going to say that's a two.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
So I'm saying number two is my favorite, then number one, and then number three mm-hmm. is how I would rate these. Now, if I had to say which was which, I'd be hard-pressed, but I think number one would be the Portuguese wine. Hmm. I think
okay.
number one would be the Portuguese.
Okay.
I think number two is number two, and number three is number one. Just saying, but I don't know. So I'm saying...
And I really want to know where this one was produced. Mm-hmm. If it's in France... Or if it's just an American Bordeaux blend wine.
Right.
I think that would make a big difference. But
you only have one that has alcohol content, 13.5.
I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm going to say number one
okay.
is the Cabernet.
Which is?
That is the the second wine that we
so
listed.
You say number one is from Paso Robles.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm probably wrong. It's probably number two.
Number one, you say, is from Paso.
Yes.
And you said number two is from?
Is the 2019 Cabernet Merlot blend.
And I
very could well have those mixed up.
And number three is
I'm thinking Portuguese. That's the Portuguese wine. Okay. Little bit heavier, a little bit more pronounced tannins in there, and just a different smell and flavor. Okay, I've got to shut off the recorder and go get the bottles.
Okay, go.
Number one, Myrtle, we're on.
Okay, number one is?
Okay, the Portuguese.
Number one is the Portuguese. Who got that right? Darling. Uh-huh. Got one right, but that
I am
is,
really so shocked.
That, I have to celebrate.
That was so... Well, I didn't get any of them right then, I don't think.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Okay, number three is the French.
Okay.
So you got them all.
I got them all. The France wine... $6.99.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows her cheap wine?
I guess. Yeah, and I got zero right. I got zero right.
I know my
so
cheap wine.
So, number two is the Cabernet, which that does not surprise me at all.
The Cabernet from Paso.
Yeah, that does not surprise me because it is so American style. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very... Oaky, yeah,
and it
fruit
was
forward.
My favorite.
That it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking under $10.
Yeah.
So
it's
you're getting what
very
you pay
heavily
for.
Oaked. Yeah. Yeah.
So
you know,
but
I'm just saying.
I do like that region. So it was mm-hmm. like, I think that's from Paso.
And I think all of these got really good ratings. So let's take a look at them. So mm-hmm. number one, then, we both gave this a three. This is the Anticicloni.
Yes, from Portugal.
Okay, and it's
$7.99.
Jose Maria de Fonseca. I'm sure I said that perfectly. It's a red wine blend from Portugal. And we got this at Costco for $7.99. And I know Costco still has it available.
Mm-hmm. And it's a top 100 wine.
Yeah, this wine received a 90 from the Wine Spectator, which is a really good, that's a really good rating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was named one of their top 100 wines of 2024. And the Wine Spectator says balanced and medium bodied. Okay, yeah. Fresh red frames, flavors of chopped black cherry. Yeah, we said black cherry. Mm-hmm. Blackberry.
Espresso, tobacco, graphite.
Oh, blackberry paste. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
Espresso, tobacco, anise, and graphite with light, fine tannins. Yeah, it had the least grippy. The winery is family owned and it has been in business since 1834.
Mm, it's my second favorite of the night.
That's a long time. Okay, I'm impressed with that. That is a, what did we pay for that? $7.99.
Mm-hmm. $7.99.
That was good.
Portuguese.
And if, to me.
90 from the Wine Spectator, you said?
Yeah, if you like Cabernet, yeah, I think that's a, especially kind of a Cabernet from, they said don't use the term old world, but I would say old world Cabernet.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that really, and I don't know what grapes are in this then.
It was very good. It was,
but yeah, I liked it.
Just a little lighter, a little fresher mm-hmm. than I'm used to.
Very easy drinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good table wine.
Okay. And what was number two then? Oh, number two then was
our most expensive, $9.99.
Yeah. Corvallia Cabernet Sauvignon for Paso. And yeah, from Trader Joe's for $9.99. So the winery calls this wine a dark and fruit-forward, balanced with structure, tannin, and a long-lasting finish. We talked about long-lasting. It's filled with currant, dark cherry, toasted oak, and pipe tobacco notes. Mm. Pairs with grilled meats, pasta, and hearty sauces. Yeah, it's got some... It's
toasted oak.
It's the darkest of these wines.
Vanilla.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
It was very good.
Yeah. For $9.99, I know this, you know, got some good ratings I saw online. So, yeah, Carvelia.
That was my favorite.
It's got like a silhouette picture of looks like a little girl with maybe her hair flying in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Carvelia.
I don't know if it's a little
It's
a hat ribbon flying.
Okay, yeah.
She's wearing a hat, which my husband...
Okay, so maybe it's a old lady. Maybe it's Myrtle out for a drive. Okay. So that was good, though.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. And then our third wine is what?
From...
Okay. That is the 2019 Revelation. Okay. And that is... Let me see.
That was $6.99 from Trader Joe's.
That is a Cabernet Merlot from the Paydock. Yeah, and this had a different, and that's why I didn't think it was a Cabernet or a Merlot. It's got a little bit, it's got a different aroma to it and a little bit different flavor in my mind. Let me see what they say on here. This wine... Let me see. It's 55% Cabernet and 45% Merlot. The nose displays very intense aromas of dark chocolate, cherries, and black currants, brown mature tannins, medium body, and 13.5% alcohol, fruit forward with some well-done spice, licorice, and leather accents.
Licorice. There you go.
That's not what I'm...
Maybe that's what I'm not finding appealing. I don't know.
I'd say maybe the leather is what
It was my least favorite tonight.
Yeah. Long finish reverse wine snob called this a bulk buy.
Okay, he liked that.
This is the one, well, I suppose I read it on the reverse wine snob, said to decant for probably 4 hours before you drink it.
Wow.
And it really helps it open up. And mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Yeah, it was our least favorite, but maybe it needs a couple more hours.
You never know. It just might not be our style.
Yeah.
How much alcohol is in the Paso wine?
You thought that was the heaviest?
I thought that one of them had.
That's 14%.
Okay. I thought that had the most.
So this one was 13.5.
Mm-hmm. And what was our Portuguese?
And the Portuguese is 13. So
13.
So the least.
So Paso did have the most.
Okay. So least 14 and then 13.5 in number 3.
Wow, okay. Good tasting tonight.
Okay. Oh man. I wish you all could see her.
Well, I'm pretty proud
of
myself.
She's pretty proud of herself. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to live this down.
So when I win one, I am a little bit braggy.
I am really shocked that the Portuguese wine, that really threw me. Because number 3 to me was the odd man out. And that ended up being the French wine.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
We all have nights where we're on, and we all have nights where we're off.
You know, I don't mind any of these, though. And I think it just depends on what you like.
Well, I'm sticking to my guns. 2 is my favorite.
I think all 3 of these are pretty good.
And I did not mind one, and I would not purchase number 3, which was France.
Okay.
Not be looking that one, searching for that one.
And again, I think number 1's right there.
Going back and forth between 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do have different...
If you like the oakiness and vanilla and that kind of thing, really heavy, number 2 is mm-hmm. awesome. And if you want a little more subdued, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 1 is good.
At the beginning of our show, I was going to tell you something about Denise.
Uh-oh.
A secret.
What's the secret?
So next week, our show is we're having a boxed wine, a boxed Cabernet from Costco.
I'm not a
the
fan
Kirkland
of boxed wine.
And I think it got pretty good ratings. And we're going to compare it. We'll open up a regular Cabernet, a bottle of Cabernet, and...
A box. And you're going to have me tell the difference? Which one's
the box? We'll see. Well, yeah, we'll see the box first, the bottle.
See if I pass that.
Well, we'll
might fail.
I might do it. I'll do it just like this one here.
Okay.
We won't know which one's which.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, but the secret is when I said we were doing a box wine show next week. Oh man, you should have seen the wine snob come out. Man.
I'm not a fan.
Oh my goodness. It's like, wow, I am married to a wine snob.
What were you thinking? Ooh,
a boxed wine in my house? Take that over to Ned and Myrtle's.
I did not. You always make me sound awful. And all man. I said is, what were you thinking?
She parked her broom and let me have it, I'll tell you.
I did a couple circles around the room first.
Okay. Okay, so until next time, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast.
Thanks for listening.